This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here they are then. Some fresh clips for you. Oh, Andy, good. Do you want to kick us off?
Yes, we kick off with Adam Brazil with a bit of information. I tell you what, I really enjoyed breakfast yesterday. The breakfast show, I should say.
Yeah, you didn't need to tell us that. Really, it's almost too much information.
Croissants.
Yeah, I started with a croissant. Beautiful. Then scrambled egg, toast, orange juice. I mean, Greg Allen told us the full breakfast. Well, yeah. We know because we hear him eating it often,
yeah,
don't we?
Do.
When he's on. So, yes, and if that was too much information from Alan, here's not enough info from Nigel Botherway's guest on Fisherman's Blues, describing a recent family fishing trip.
Yeah, it was really nice. The wife had a few towns she wanted to go and see from nearby. There's a famous old town, an event happened during the war there.
Yeah, could you be a bit more specific? not going to make a tour guide, but here you are in the famous old town, which of course had the famous battle of. I won't say. I'm sure the last time I heard that bloke's voice, he was. He was talking about the Camberwell carrot in Withnail and I, wasn't he?
If you know the film, it's very accurate because you played it to us, and he does sound like him. Here's Scottish football correspondent David Tanner talking Celtic.
When you look at what's at stake for them, that's for me. Why didn't they sign Stephen Fletcher? Why did it take so long to get a Yeti in?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, they're quite
Mountain FC.
Yeah,
they're difficult team to deal with.
They're quite hard to spot, aren't they? I mean, there's some old cine film, but I mean, for Celtic to sign one, I think would be quite the coup, wouldn't it? Yeah. This is Paul Ross handing over from previous presenters, Adam Cattrall and Mickey Gray. That's Mickey Gray.
Huge thanks as ever to Adam Cattrall and to Mickey Davies there for a fantastic start to the morning.
How soon forgotten, eh?
Yeah,
clearly not a Sunderland fan. I think he's an Orient fan, Paul. That's what it is.
Yes. And staying with Paul Ross, he introduced a guest this week that we suspect might have been our old mate, Omid Jalili, winding him up.
Yeah.
Neelakantha Banu Prakash has won India's first ever gold in the Mental Calculation World Championships. And I'm delighted to say Neelakantha joins us now live. Neelakantha, what did you actually have to do in the competition? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey.
It's definitely Omid. Definitely Omid winding him up. It's got to be.
It's brilliant.
Anyway, can we hear that again? Can we just hear that little bit again? Because I can see him dancing, on the stage.
Yeah, good morning. Hey.
Definitely Omid.
Definitely.
Anyway, back to Big Alan alongside Ray Parler in a clip we're calling Too Many Ronalds.
We're now joined by Barcelona ledge Ronald de Boer joins us. Ronald, a very good morning. Ronald, how are you, first of all? Ronald, let's talk Lionel Messi. Ronald, let me ask you a little bit of Ronald Koeman. Do you think Ronald would have taken the job? Ronald, I was going to ask you just finally. Ronald, thanks again for talking to us.
Ronald.
Brilliant, Ronald de Boer there. So it's interesting, Ronald.
Yeah, so favourite.
Yeah.
He could have gone to Ronald McDonald for breakfast.
Yeah, that's, they couldn't have introduced another Ronald there. It would have been far too many.
I love
Ronalds.
The bit where it was Ronald Koeman and Ronald DeBerg.
Yeah, that's
very confusing,
right.
Didn't it, really?
So what's next, Andy?
It's Goffey now and Drive. And who was the late, great soul singer who was named after a stop on the Victoria line?
Who was it?
That's what it's like. But this is a great song, another one. 1985, Saving All My Love for You, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston,
that's
of course.
Right, Whitney Houston.
They stop on the Victoria line. Got old Whitney Houston. This is Jim White chatting to Samo Farah.
Well, Mo, I mean, you're amazing. You're so dedicated. This this world record, this one-hour world record that Gabriel Selassie holds still.
Who?
I loved Selassie.
What a great runner he was.
I love Selassie Selassie. He can't
that's
help
it. Harry Lauder.
He can't help himself, can he? It's like Hogmanay. Fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
It's Mark Saggers now with another of his epic scene setters ahead of the Champions League final.
And in Paris, what have they done? Well, they'll be walking tonight down the Champs-Élysées. It's been pedestrianised for the night. Face coverings on, of course. And just one question left. Who will mask on who in this rare final?
What?
Who's on who?
Who's on first?
Who will unmask who? I think he was there, but who will mask? Who will unmask on who? Hopefully, on who will keep his mask on. Don't like the sound of on who. Yeah. So back to Fisherman's Blues, and Nigel introducing another guest.
Kev Hewitt, England Carp team member and manager of Swindon. Angling direct in Swindon. I nearly said Hinders, who he used to work for, getting tongue-tied this morning. He's on the bank now. I saved myself from any more tongue-tangling.
he nearly didn't say tongue-tangling.
Not that I can talk after my start to today's show.
That's very true.
Could you hear that noise in the back? It sounded like Nigel was reeling a fish the entire program.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to land a fish, yeah.
Actually, when Nigel finally got a guest on, the guest had a very interesting world view.
He did, yeah.
Crazy times now, just very, very bizarre to think sort of, what was it, 4 or 5 months ago, we'd not even barely heard of this COVID-19 and the whole world has just changed. Literally everything has changed, you know, and some things for the better, some for the worse.
For the better.
What's changed for the better?
Can't massively think off the top of my head of the upside of this, can you, really?
Just a big upside.
It's a very glass half full take on the world for old Kev there. Well done.
Yeah.
So this is James Lewer with the news during Natalie Soy's show this morning.
Right now, at 11:30, James Lewer's got the sport headlines.
Thanks, Natalie. I thought I was going to be kidnapped.
Really? Oh, don't flatter yourself.
Mid-bulletin.
Over the years, that has been a rich seam, hasn't it, really? Yeah. It has because... It's starting a report with a quote a newsreader.
It's very odd.
It doesn't sound like you're talking about yourself. Anyway, he wasn't. He's fine. He's okay. Yeah. He went home at the normal time.
Now, here's Andy Goldstein. There he is, sitting in the gallery there. And Goffey on Drive with a question for a listener.
Justin, what's your best feature? I'm looking at Goffey's eyes. They're fantastic. What's your best feature?
Oh, my height, I guess.
Your height?
Height?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Yeah.
6'4".
6'4", same height as my son.
How tall is he?
I don't know, is it A, 6'6", B, 6'4", or his answer's on a postcard. So there we are.
he's playing with his phone, he's pretending not to listen.
and finally, it's Alan Brazil again on Breakfast, going a bit Sound of Music.
Cars, watches, they can afford it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. You know, you've got loads of dore.
What's a dore?
Exactly. We thought that might be improved if we added Alan's old mate, Neil Warnock.
You know, you've got loads of dore.
Me.
There we are. It's fantastic. It's taking shape. Actually, why doesn't Al just pull on the old lederhosen and join the Von Trapp family?
When you read, you begin with...
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re,
Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re,
Mi.
Do, a deer.
Goodness There we are. Next clips of the week.
I love the Sound of Music,
me, Alan. I love the nuns, me. So anyway, thank you very much to everybody who suggested clips that were played this week. Dave Clark, L. Pleen, Sean Fackrell. I'm slightly concerned about some of these.
Is that right?
I'm not sure. It's the producer's fault if anything goes wrong. Roger Clifford, Suffolk Shed, K.R. Nair, that's not right.
That's not right.
Marco Berti, Moreno Berti, Paul Geary, Roger in Durham, Ali Goat, Dan Hill, Jack Brain, Spurzio, and Dance, our old mate Dance, who suggested one late doors today.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on Talk Sport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, it's Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.